This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
What's the best cake out there? If you had your choice, Brownie, what would you go for?
It's simple, simple. When my wedding comes around, it's going to be a nice warm day and we're going to be eating nothing but ice cream cake. I'm sorry.
Ice cream cake?
I'm sorry, but like the very first birthday party I can remember, we went to McDonald's, we had the ice cream cake there, and from there it stuck with me for life. So ice cream cake, chocolate cake, blend it all together and there you go.
Was that the first birthday before the rifts in the family started?
There's no rifts. No, that was one of the earliest parties I can remember. I was about 4 or 5, I think, and we had one of those parties. And ice cream cake is always good.
I like ice cream cake, but I never really got ice cream cake as a kid.
Didn't you?
Because I lived out in such a far regional area.
Okay, all right. So by the time you buy the ice cream cake and get it home, it's all melted.
Ice cream cake for us as a kid, living out in regional New South Wales, a very small town, it was quite simply mum buys a tub of ice cream and turns it on its head. There's a candle. Enjoy, kids.
What have I done?
It's obvious and you haven't said anything.
What's going on? Oh, your haircut.
Thank you.
I noticed you got a haircut.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't want to say anything.
I was like,
I didn't know whether I should say anything. Do you compliment a guy on his haircut or what do you do?
I went to the newsroom. Tom did this morning. He went, nice haircut. And I said, nice eyebrow. But anyway.
But well done on your haircut, Chris. Well done.
That's all you've got.
Like, what do I say to that? It's like, wow, it looks
good.
It's shorter than what you normally do get it done, and you've put some gel in the front.
It's not gel. It's 6:14.
But I made a couple of friends in the mosh pit. They were nice guys. They were fantastic. And they offered to give me a boost and help me up.
Excellent.
Yes, as they do. So I've gone to the guys. Yep, sweet. I'm good to go. Phone's in my back pocket. It's all locked up with the button on it. Let's do this. Okay, you ready? All right, sweet. So one hand goes on one guy's shoulder. The other hand goes on the other guy's shoulder. They grab my legs and they go, here we go. 3, 2, 1. They launch me through the air. It's amazing. It's great. One of the best feelings in the world.
You sound like you have concussion as well.
Don't ruin the story, okay? They lift me up. They launch me through the air. It's amazing. It's great. I see the whole crowd. I'm like, this is awesome. And nobody caught me.
No.
And then I fell headfirst into the concrete below.
Oh, Brownie.
I have to say, it was one of the most painfully hilarious moments of my whole life.
You're walking a little funny today as well.
My calves hurt because I was jumping all day and walking from one side of the venue to the other.
I thought you may have landed on a 16-year-old or something.
No. Here's the thing. Like, that would have cushioned my fall. But the fact that nobody caught me and nobody put me back up in the air, it was all I wanted to do. I really wanted to experience crowd surfing and not one person bothered to catch me or lift me up.
Okay, so 13, 12, 16 this morning. Ring in, tell us, has there been a fat person you didn't want to catch? What would you do in that circumstance? Would you try and track him down?
If I found someone's love letter, no, I'd claim it as my own. Put it in a frame and put it on my wall. See, someone does think about me out there.
Oh, is this on the little shrine?
The shrine wall? Which I have in my cupboard, yeah.
I actually
have a photo of that. I've got to prove to you I've got a shrine because to fill everyone in who's new to the show, Chris, you bought me a wallet for my birthday last year and you're upset that I haven't used it yet. But the thing is, I like it so much I don't want to use it. I want to put it in my shrine with everything else that I have that's important in there.
Okay. All right. Why did you need the lock of my hair and my toenails as well? Was that something
that's
separate?
For something different.
Okay.
That's in the other cupboard.
Purely recreational.
Yes.
I
but thanks for that.
Serial killer.
What about go get an examination?
An examination?
Like a manly one. You know, the man one that you have to get later on in life somewhere down the track?
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Can
I say it? It got mentioned by the Prime Minister's partner this week.
I like how coy you're being.
I know.
You're talking about a prostate exam.
I am, yes. We can say that? Yeah,
you can say that.
Okay, cool. I'd go get a prostate exam.
Don't be afraid to say it. It is something that every man needs to get at some point
in their life. I do believe it's around the age of 40 you have to get one.
Something
that
like
right?
that. The older you get, the more necessary things like
it
that.
It has to happen, yeah.
But you reckon you go and do that?
I'm not going to get one right now in my life. I'm 25 years old. Another 15 years, I'll think about getting one.
Okay.
So 13, don't get any ideas. Don't
13,
you dare.
13, 12, 16. Are you a doctor? Can you help us out?
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.